B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
With the 20th pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Boston Celtics select Matisse Thybulle from the University of Washington.
I really hate how the NBA does the draft, but anyway, so dumb. Good morning, everybody. Like, we don't get... Can we edit the sound to just say the Sixers select?
Yeah,
can
right.
we just do that?
Oh, I mean, it should be like, and the Philadelphia 76ers select.
Yeah, exactly. Just dub that in over top. It is pretty stupid. Did you see the tweet from Adam Schefter last night? He got a text from, I think, a coach in the NFL that was like, how they do this is dumb. Everyone's got the wrong hat on. And I was like, that's a great point. That's a great point, and I agree. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Farzetta and Trey in the morning here on 97.5 The Fanatic. My name is Mark Farzetta. It's Trey Thomas over there. Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson on the updates. I've never been in more of a thank God it's Friday, Trey.
You.
This week has worn us the hell out.
Yeah, it's been a week.
We had the fine news about the Eagles. Hey, we're charging for training camp.
Yeah.
Deal with it. And then the Phillies suck at baseball. So that was fun. And then last night was the NBA draft. And another Phillies loss. And as Jamie, you just said, and I heard you earlier, it's the first time the Phillies are out of playoff contention this year.
Yeah.
So happy Friday, everybody.
Friday!
The week from hell is now hopefully going to be commencing. Well, we'll hope that's the case, especially going into tonight, that they're going to be honoring Chase Utley. Get you in the feels. There is one other thing surrounding the Phillies that should make you feel pretty good. We'll get to that in a second. But overall, out of the gate, I got to tell you, I'm not wild. There's nothing that happened last night that really made me go, ah, Chief Beef knows what the heck
that
he's doing.
Makes sense, so.
So that's the thing that I'm holding out hope for when it comes to the draft from last night, is that this is all part of Chief Beef's master plan. I hope. But I can't do a show on I hope. I mean, I can say that because that's how I feel, but overall... I mean, was there anything that happened last night that was a wow factor? Because I'm certainly not wowed. And when we talked to Tom Haverstraw yesterday, he said the name to watch out for was Matisse Thybulle. And sure enough, that's who ends up going to the 76ers. Very interesting guy, interesting character at the college level. First off, I know a lot of people wanted to back away from him because of his Washington connection to obviously playing with Markelle Fultz.
And totally fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, really? First of all, dude, hold on. The NBA draft is... At first, I thought, oh, this is really cool. I never paid attention.
What? What's really cool?
Just never really got into the NBA draft.
Right.
You know,
yeah, other things going on.
Yeah, you know, I got other stuff going on.
Right.
You know, I ain't got time for this. I mean,
right.
Go ahead, get in the league, and then we'll figure it out.
Right.
But sitting there watching the draft, I'm like, this is so stupid. You know, at first, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. All right, it's going along with how we thought it was going to be. Everybody
yes.
was on point.
Right.
And then when it was like, wait a minute, this team picked somebody for this other team.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a proposed trade.
Like, how did that happen? And you got to pick the person that you had already slated in that at your slot?
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is my question. So does that team, they go into it saying like, all right, this is the guy that we want, but we have to send him to the other?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pick somebody that's just awful there? Just asking.
That's a great point.
I mean, why?
The Lakers with the fourth pick. The Lakers haven't had the fourth pick for 2 weeks now,
mm-hmm.
or a week. Yeah, and then you're picking for that, and you see these kids come up with their Lakers hat on, even though they're going to the Pelicans, but they're getting traded from the Pelicans to the Atlanta Hawks. Yee! It is. It's dizzying.
So
it is dizzying.
Stupid.
They're going to have to change this rule where these trades have to be agreed upon before all the ramifications
yes.
that don't allow you to do it. That has to be changed.
Yes.
But then I still need clarification, though. Why are you picking... Why are you...
Well, you make
it's
a trade.
Dumb.
You've already made the trade. Trey Thomas has traded the fourth pick to Bob Cooney. So I have that, but you still have to make it. So I have to say to you, all right, we've made the trade. You're going to announce.
Okay.
Here's who I'm picking, but you have to announce it.
So you have to. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was just so like I'm like, all right, son. I you know what? I don't know. This is stupid.
I concur. I will say that I concur. You have no counter argument for me, my friend, because I agree.
My son and I, we're sitting there like, son, we're gonna watch the draft. Let's watch the draft, man.
Mm.
You know, and then after a while, I'm like, all right, I've lost interest.
Your older son,
yeah,
the ball player?
Yeah. But it was cool. It was fun. We sat there, watched the draft, and then I recorded the Phillies, and then I went back and watched the Phillies. Because I would flip back and forth. I'm like, oh, we're getting beat 3-0.
Yeah.
Oh, we're 3-3. All right. Oh, damn, it's 7-3. All right, let me go back and watch this and just see where the wheels fell off.
I said before people start really going off the rails as far as Nick Pivetta figuring it out, let's see how he does. He's got to string a couple of these starts together. And last night was an example of him not being able to do that. But I think what's on the forefront of people's mind today is what the hell's going on with Elton Brand and what's the plan? Not, oh, Elton sucks, he's an idiot, whatever. It's, okay, hold on. What's this really going to be about? And I give Elton a lot of credit for what he said afterwards, and Jamie even just played the drop for you, that, you know, it's all part of a plan, right? There's bigger things.
It'll make sense soon.
It'll make sense soon.
I love it.
Yeah, okay.
He shifted me. I went from confusion to, all right, the big Chief Beef deserves 2 weeks, because he's got a plan.
Okay, all right. He didn't shift me none. Not even a little bit.
Really?
And I'll tell you what. Like, to hear that was like, okay, good, because there should be a bigger plan.
There should be, yeah.
Yeah, you're damn right there is, Chief Beef, tell you that much. But here's the deal. This offseason was never about the draft anyway, right? I mean, that's not the big thing here. The big thing is whether or not they run it back with Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. That's the ultimate thing that will decide whether or not this is a successful offseason. And I don't think a lot of people were looking at this draft with great anticipation to see what they were going to do with the 24th overall pick. Ended up moving up to 20. I think what a lot of people look at is Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and that's it. Now, this draft, they just wanted to see who they could get to help them out a little bit. So who do they get? Matthias Thybulle, right? Defensive first guy, a type of player that even said last night after the draft was over, at least after he was picked, he's a 3-and-D type guy who, listen to this, sacrificed his offensive game his senior year at Washington because he wanted to be the type of guy that allowed his teammates to score. Now, his numbers took a hit in terms of the points per game. He went from, I think, 11 to 9.
Yes.
And then he also took two less shots per game.
Hey. 9-6. All right. It's not short, Jamie. 9-1. All right. Damn it. Hey, 9-1.
Stop being an optimist, Jamie. But he prides himself on being a strong defender. Says he can be a 3-and-D type of guy. The defense is not something that's in question with him. The foul shot is good, and we've talked about that with Ben Simmons. If he can just get that foul shot, the jump shot will follow. Well, this guy already has the foul shot ability. Then in the second round, so they went in with 5. They came out with 2 players. They traded for some future second-round picks. We'll get into that. But in the second round, they took a 6'6 wing player out of Iowa. Super Mario. I don't know if that really works. Super Mario, that's what they called him in Canada. Super Mario Shayhook.
Is it Super Mario?
Mario. M-A-R-I-A-L.
Yeah, Mario.
Mario.
Yeah, that's how they...
Super Mario.
It's Canada. Don't try to figure it out. You're trying to figure out the draft? We'll worry
about
Canada.
They're all hopped up on Tim Hortons up there. Just let them be.
Jimmy Ho.
Yeah, too many LeBlats, I guess. But they got a guy with the same type of thing. Can shoot from the outside and can play defense. To say that you're wowed in this draft is, I think, next to impossible. So that's where I think most people will go back to what they were focusing on to begin with anyway, which is making sure you're shoring up a guy like Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. That's what we hope all makes sense soon, as Elton Brand pointed out to us late last night. Now, Elton's going to be on the station later today. I believe is Elton going to be on with
Mike's show,
he's going to be on the afternoon program.
Yeah.
I think ties in today. Tyrone Johnson. Yeah, we're going to have Matisse Thybulle on with us coming up at 8:30 today. Before that, 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Keith Pompey. One of the most interesting things to come out of last night was a conference call with Thybulle, where he gave us a lot of flashbacks to potentially an old Larry Hughes anecdote. And if you remember, and Bob, I'm sure you remember this, the Sixers took Larry Hughes and not Paul Pierce. Because Larry Brown, the head coach at the time, and basically the guy, did he have final say at the time, Bob? Was it Larry Brown's pretty much calls, or was it working in unison with Billy King?
I would say Larry 51-49 over Billy King.
All right.
Yeah.
So because Larry Brown promised Larry Hughes that they would take him if he was there, Paul Pierce still on the board, and they take Larry Hughes. Not Paul Pierce. So last night, Sixers, a lot of people looking around saying, oh, who else could they have taken? Well, apparently, according to Theibel, the Sixers really showed their hand, so to speak, that they wanted to take him no matter what. And they showed a lot of interest. Theibel talked about how really they were the only team that worked him out. He didn't really go anywhere else. They gave him many reassurances, him and his family, and they trusted the Sixers. Sure enough, the Boston Celtics realized this. That sneaky SOB Danny Ainge. And they pull off this trade. That's something that I think has most people concerned. I think a lot of people look at the player and Theibel himself and be like, all right. Not wowed, but okay, you need defenders. I'd love a scorer, first and foremost. Carson Edwards, whoever. I know going into it, I like Cam Johnson. Turns out so did the NBA, because he went, what, 13?
11. Yeah.
11, excuse me. Yeah. And he was supposed to go at 25, maybe.
Yeah.
I saw some mock drafts had him in the second round. So the NBA was pretty high on him as well. This is a draft that I think most people are going to look at, myself included, and go, Boston? You made a trade? With Boston, and Carson Edwards ended up very much still being on the board. So my take on the draft is no way, shape, or form are you wowed. The overall big picture is what they do in the offseason with their potential free agents. I think most people look at it like that, but I think if you're just going for the knee-jerk reaction afterwards, I think most people are like me. If you're not wowed, you're disappointed, Bob.
Yeah, I understand that. The knee-jerk reaction is definitely that. You're disappointed. I even said yesterday when Haberstroh said that it looks like the Sixers might go after Theibel that I would have been disappointed with it because I don't want another specialist. I want an all-around basketball. But what last night showed me after they took him and then after they did all the trading was Elton Brand, it appears to me, has this roster already solidified and that he is plugging in pieces. Now, I think Jimmy Butler is a done deal. Mm-hmm. I think Tobias Harris is the key here. If it's not a done deal, then what he did last night to get even more money, is to fill all those spots that he needs to do with the money that he's not given to Tobias Harris. So, okay, are you okay with that? Now Elton has to hit it on free agency. If he is confident Tobias Harris is here and that money is going there, well, now you're going to have to go on the cheaper, and what you have to fill is a backup point guard, a little scorer off the bench, and a backup big man. Okay, you can maybe do that with the limited money you have, and you have more wiggle room because your starting five is so good. I woke up, I understand the knee-jerk reaction is, what the hell is this? But if you look broader, I think that they're going to be just fine. I think with Elton's statement of it will all make sense soon, I think this is all good for the Sixers.
It's a great thing to hear.
I know, I understand.
But people wanted them to get more talented players out of this draft.
But what were you going to do at unless they really made noise last night during the draft? You said it before. Were you really looking for this draft to really build this team?
I think if they take Carson Edwards at 24 and not trade with Boston, people are doing cartwheels.
Yeah, but still, you're talking about one of the last picks of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no last pick of a first round should make you do cartwheels for any reason. So the fact that they got a specialist and didn't get a Carson Edwards makes me think there's more to this roster being set than we believe or know.
Look, I will say that during the whole draft last night, I'm following it. I'm going, there better be something bigger here. There better be something bigger here. For Elton to come into the press conference and say it all makes sense, I went, yeah, there damn well better be. And I'm hoping, look, as far as Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, yes, Bob will tell you right now, after this draft, the way it played out, I've never been more confident. I have not been more confident in signing those two players. Not just Jimmy anymore, but both players. With Elton talking about the money, talking about the roster the way he did last night, it only points to, as you said, good things about what really matters throughout this offseason. So we're going to throw out general Twitter poll today, brought to you by the great people of Window Nation. It's basically Trey looking for an approval rating, because that's overall what matters the most. Isn't it?
I guess so. It's all about, hey, do you feel good about it?
Do you approve?
Yeah.
Do you approve of the moves? That's the main question. As of right now, as I look at it isolated, no, I don't approve. I do not approve.
Then it'll make sense,
so. You know why? Because of that sneaky Danny Ainge. That's why. People want to talk about a connection to Markelle Fultz with Theibel. Guess what? The bigger connection is not just Markelle Fultz, but who fleeced you in that deal. was that sneaky Danny Ainge.
All right, I'll make you feel better real quick.
Yes.
Look at what Boston did last night. Oh, and as a Sixers fan, I don't think you can say, oh, geez, look what they did. I think you're saying, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah. No.
So that should make you feel a little better.
No, I want to think that because I thought that when they took Markelle Fultz. And then I turned out to be a big fat idiot like most people. 610-632-0975. Sam Wilson, what do you have for us?
Mark, you already said it. We just asked for everybody's approval. Do you approve of the Sixers draft last night? We have just under 300 votes so far. 71% say they do not.
They
approve.
Do. 71 do not.
Do not.
See that? They're with me. They're with me. It's the knee-jerk reaction. Isolated incident, the draft from last night. I'm not talking about what it could mean for the future. Just in terms of what they did last night, do you approve? Most people are with me. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we got B-Hawk, A.J. Vernon. We got open lines after that. 610-632-0975. We'll let you hear more from Elton Brand's press conference after the draft last night, and hopefully for some people, you can find some comfort in all of it. And yes, Gene Segura should have had his ass benched last night. Time of the Fanatic 612.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So in case you missed all the excitement from last night, and we'll hear from Elton Brand in just a second from last night as well. There was a very, I'll say this for Elton Brand, as a guy that was having his first draft ever as a general manager, pretty busy. He wasn't shy.
I hope he didn't go on social media last night. It was not in his favor.
It's been bad. It's been just bad in Philadelphia over the last couple of days.
It's been a lot.
This week sucked. Very negative. Not a lot of positive stuff.
The Flyers gave away a 7-year contract. Come on. Are you kidding me? And took on some more money.
Now here's the thing though, Bob.
In the win now attitude of yesteryear, which never worked for 45 years, but you're right. It's been a bad week, Mark.
But there's been one good thing from that, and at least Gritty came to save the day. But just in case people missed last night, maybe went to bed early, the 76ers traded the 24th overall pick and the 33rd overall pick to Boston for the 20th overall pick. Matisse Thybul out of Washington. All right, that's what happened. Then they traded Jonathan Simmons and the 42nd overall pick to the Wizards for cash. They needed some cash. Then they took the 34th pick, sent that to Atlanta for the 54th overall pick, which turned out to be, Trey, Super Mario.
Yeah, Super Mario.
See what they did there in Canada?
Yeah, they did.
And then they also got two future second-round picks right there, stockpiled them second-round picks. Then traded the 57th pick overall, Jordan Boone, to Detroit for cash considerations.
Yeah.
And then the Sixers came out on social meds, thanks to a Woj bomb, if you will. They're going to sit down with Kawhi Leonard. Now, my first thought was, didn't they also kind of technically sit down with LeBron James last offseason?
Exactly what I thought.
Now, I don't know if Kawhi Leonard will be present. I know LeBron James was not. But, all right, so they'll talk to him.
Hey. That's what you want to see out of your team, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Kick the tires, as they say.
Yeah, go hang out.
Kawhi did grow up loving Allen Iverson.
Yeah, exactly.
So Chief Beef and AI sit at the table and they say, Claw, the money's the same everywhere.
And you got Brett Brown there, who also has history with Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi, yeah. Not us. That's what I got to say. Kawhi, not us. That's all I got to say. But here's the deal. If you're the Sixers, you know what you do before that meeting? You throw it back to those old 76er Iverson jerseys.
When Iverson comes to a recruiting dinner like that, do you think he comes iced out with the shades?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want him nine Heinekens deep. like in his real, like, natural state.
Like, dude, that's
neck
a given.
Deep and Houlihan nachos.
Yeah.
That's what you want. They want neck deep and Houlihan nachos as well. You want to make sure that he's in his comfort zone.
Okay. Just make sure he's nice and primed.
Bro. I love the idea of Allen Iverson going on the recruiting trip. It better be in Charlotte because he lived there. So that's what happened last night.
I love you.
That's what happened last night. Elton Brand, if you're looking for something to make sense, Elton Brand says basically be patient, which is something we're not particularly good at in this city when it comes to our sports teams. Here's Elton Brand last night trying to make sense of it all.
You know, we need flexibility. I need every dollar that I can get. So that's what a lot of those trades is about, making sure we have enough money, you know, so we can go into free agency and get the players we need. And we need talent, and, you know, we actually pushed picks into the future that are very valuable. Like I said, there's some trades we can't talk about yet, but we got some really great value out of those, and it'll make sense soon.
All right. Now, it's an interesting thing from him. That should be comforting for people, but I know people just want to have the knee-jerk reaction to what happened last night. I wasn't looking at this draft to have a huge impact. I wanted somebody off the bench that could be a scorer for you. I thought that guy was Carson Edwards. I thought that guy would be Cam Johnson. Turns out that guy's worth a near top 10 pick at 11, right? Right, Bob? So it's a situation where you thought you'd get a little bit more help this year. They're looking at a guy that can play 3 and D for you. Hopefully that is Matisse Thybulle.
So what Elton Brand decided was free agents, shooters, scorers off the bench, a backup center, are much more valuable to helping this team right now than anybody in this draft.
Win now.
And I don't know if I can disagree with that.
No,
is all I'm saying. Like, all right, the Carson Edwards thing. Like I said to Jamie in the 5 o'clock, really? Are you going to get yourself really upset that they didn't get Carson? You're really going to get upset at this draft that you didn't with like the last pick of the draft or the first couple of picks in the second round that you didn't get that guy?
Right.
I just think that's what Elton was thinking. Look, I'm win now. I'm not waiting for a. You couldn't get Cam Johnson. That couldn't happen.
Yes.
So a 5'11 guard off the bench that maybe could help you a little bit this year. That's not in his vision right now. What's in his vision is maybe a Darren Collison, is maybe a Patrick Beverly, is maybe somebody else that is NBA ready and can help you immediately.
There is a tie-in to Ben Simmons in this, and look, I understand it could be a stretch, but it does give me a little bit more confidence in Ben coming back for next year. Let's get AJ West Philly up here. What's up, AJ?
What's up, morning show?
Yo.
I asked you guys to write it down. I have my picks in order. The first one, Cam Johnson. I mean, the guy from Carolina. He didn't, of course, be there. If y'all looked at his workouts, his footwork is excellent, and his shooting motion is excellent. He looks like he's pro ready right now.
Yeah.
I guess that's why he went so high.
Yeah, I think everybody undervalued him.
But I remember Bob was saying we shouldn't do cartwheels about, you know, the late round picks. But when you really watch college basketball, you know that some of these late-round picks is NBA players that's ready to just be for the taking. I'm looking at the Atlanta Hawks. Look at the Atlanta Hawks' last 2 years' draft. When they drafted Trae Young, Collins, then they just got Reddish and the other guy, DeAndre Hunter. That's how the Sixers were supposed to draft. We're supposed to have filled up our roster. We still had a pick from Sam Hinkie. Like, had enough picks. If we would have never made any trades at all for the last 5 years and just picked a player, closed our eyes, and threw a dart at the board and picked a player, we would have did a lot better than what we ended up doing. Honestly, we squandered a lot of stuff, man.
Well, here's the thing, though, AJ. I think most people, are you upset that they made the trade with Boston?
You never make a trade with
Thank
Boston.
You. Okay. That's aesthetically, that's awful. Now, I don't believe that the Sixers got a bad player in the draft in Matisse Thybulle. He's not the player that I thought they would get. He's not the scorer I thought they would get. But my stretch is this, AJ, and I understand this might sound like a stretch, but it could also make a lot of sense. When it comes to this move, they're getting a guy who stepped away from this offensive game last year, and according to Thybulle, and they stepped away from a guy that wanted to be a shooter. Does that at all tell you that maybe Ben, maybe they have a lot of confidence in him coming in with at least a mid-range game next year?
That don't tell me anything about the shooting of Ben. But there's two things. One, when you make the trade with your arch rival Boston, you trade the 34th pick and pick ahead of them. You don't trade the 33rd pick, because when I called you guys, I told you Carson Edwards was going at that pick. And the other thing is, Bob, you got to tell me, how does Zaire Smith and Thybulle look on our bench? Give me some hope that hopefully we have a defensive lockdown team or something, man, because I don't see what's going on.
Well, that's what they're looking at, I guess, with this second unit. That Zaire Smith and Thibault will be defensive stoppers on that group. And my whole feeling is if what he says is true, well, then you're going out and you're getting a scorer for that second unit. You're getting a backup point guard. Maybe that's the same guy. You're getting the backup big man. And now all these other pieces fall into place. That has to be what you believe today. If you're an optimist, if you're a realist, that's what you have to believe today. Look, I understand people are upset about the draft, but what was the draft going to bring you anyway?
A scorer, Bob. It was going to bring me a scorer.
Really?
People wanted a scorer. They wanted Carson Edwards.
I don't know what kind of guy comes off your bench and is a legitimate scorer in the second round.
Well, 24, you've had Kyle Lowry, Sam Cassell, Terry Porter, Latrell Sprewell, guys in 24th pick.
Landry Shamet, look, is he a quote-unquote impact player? No. But did he help you? Certainly.
Well,
did he help another NBA team more? Absolutely.
Yeah, so all I'll say is that it's incumbent upon, and I'm not defending, I'm just saying what I think they're thinking.
Mm.
So it's incumbent upon Elton to, in free agency, get somebody that would have been better at who you could have got at that 24 to be your scorer off the bench.
I know what you're telling me, Bob. And you know what you're telling me?
I just need to see it.
What you're telling me, Bob, and Trey, tell me if you hear the same thing. He's telling us to trust something.
Uh-oh.
He's telling us that there might be a process.
There's a process?
He's telling me there's a process, I believe, we need to trust.
Bobby, is that what you're saying,
Chief
Bobby?
Chief Beef.
Trust the Chief Beef? That's okay. There,
trust the Beef.
Trust the Beef.
Trust the Chief Beef. Okay, that's right. All right.
The Commander in Beef?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust the Commander
in
Beef.
That's all we can do right now.
I'm going to try. Hey, look. Bob, the angle of... What were you going to do at 20? Were you going to get that impact player at 24? No. And I don't think people were unrealistic in thinking that Carson Edwards or even Cam Johnson were going to be the game changers, right?
Right.
Now, it turns out Cam Johnson's a lot better than we all thought, according to the NBA, and good for him. But I don't think anybody looked at 24 and said, oh, here's a game changer for us.
Right.
But I think they looked at 24 and said, okay, at least we know we'll have a scorer coming off the bench. A guy that has a knack for scoring the basketball. A second unit guy that we know we can rely on. That's what I think people were looking at. The fact that they didn't get that guy is what people are upset about.
I'm not putting blind faith, and I really do have to quantify that. I'm not putting blind faith in Elton Brand. What I'm doing is I think I'm seeing what his plan is. And so what I'm saying is his plan is, and his belief is, the guy that could have helped you at 24 isn't as good as the guy that he's going to pick up in free agency to come off of your bench.
Okay.
I agree.
Nah. I believe that's what Elton believes. And I believe that Elton looked at this and said, with the draft picks that they have, he's better off. He's going to get better players, a better 3-4 players, whatever it may be, 2-3 players in free agency than he's going to get in any draft.
Toss the pasta.
Trust the Chief Beef.
Trust the beef.
I think this is what he's going to do. Now it's incumbent upon him to execute it.
This is going
to
be a much shorter process.
Yeah, seriously.
But still, it involves trust.
You know who reared its head into my life in an ugly way last night again?
Oh God.
And what? I didn't even want it to happen.
Oh, geez, what?
Brian Colangelo.
Why?
You know pick 31, the Brooklyn Nets pick?
Yeah.
That was 2 weeks of Trevor Booker.
Oh, yeah, I saw you tweeted that last night, didn't you?
That was 2 weeks of Trevor Booker. So if you want to be upset with the GM today, look at old Big Collars himself, because he tried his damnedest to derail this process.
Good old High Collars.
And you could have had Carson, if you were all hell-bent on Carson Edwards, guess what? You could have had him at pick 31.
Mm. Vernon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Vernon? It's a good point, Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
Good morning. Here's my issue. It's like, when I look at what Brand did, it's like, you go in telling us now, you're saying, well, you're trying to get money. Okay, well, if that's the case, you knew that before the draft. So if that's the case, then you might as well have just, you know what I mean? You might as well have just gave up your picks. Not even pick because the same guy you got at 24 or whenever you got
20,
you know what I mean? 20, but it's 24, you could have stayed and got him, really. But the same guy you got at 20, you picked last year. So you got two guys of the same type of mold. Then you turn around. Like I said, I don't care about, I hear what Bob's saying about, well, we can look at it and say, well, look what Boston did. I don't care about what Boston did. You don't worry about what Boston did. You focus on what you're supposed to do. You don't worry about what other teams do and not do. So I really don't care. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, real quick, Vern. I wasn't saying that like as, oh, if you think. What I'm saying is I think a lot of people are upset about this because they dealt with Boston. But what I'm saying is look at what Boston did, and realistically you can come away saying, what the hell are they doing?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I really don't care about what Boston did. But my thing, I will say this, though. If you want to make a trade with Boston, Boston turned around and took our pick and traded their pick, the pick that we gave them to go with, to go and trade along with Bane. Well, if that's the case, we needed a backup center. We could have traded from the Bane then.
What about Bol Bol?
I'm great. Get to that.
Okay.
I'm great. Get to that. Here's another thing. Okay, we could have got Nasir Little at 24. We could have stayed and got him.
Mm.
We could have turned around and still got Edwards at our 32nd.
Yeah. What they're doing right now, Vernon?
Let me say Bol right there.
Go for it.
Okay. In the situation with Bol, let's say we didn't use the other pick. We're good at drafting guys that we got to sit, and Bol gets you better than the both guys that we drafted, so we might as well have took Bol at 42.
But Vernon, and here's the thing: I wasn't very confident in the Sixers taking a backup center. Because I think that they are confident in, and I'm not saying this, I champion this cause, but I'm just saying if I was going to make it a prediction, I wasn't bullish on them taking a backup center in this draft.
No.
Because I think they like Jonah Bolden, and I think they want to bring back Boban Marjanovic. And I don't think that they were going to go into this draft and say, let me take somebody that we can develop in the second round that could be a backup center, because I think they have three guys, including Joel Embiid, that can give them good minutes this year.
Oh, you think they bring back Boban?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I wouldn't really want that.
Yeah. For the regular season, a guy that could give the 10 minutes, yeah, he's a very efficient player, fine.
Yeah, but I'm thinking playoffs, and he's just...
Yeah.
The regular season isn't even in my thought process anymore, because I already assume they're going to be a top 4 seed.
Yeah, top 3, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I agree, but during the regular season, Bobby's a good guy to have.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to play for you in the playoffs.
Top 4. Top 4 seed in the East, yeah.
Guaranteed top 4.
Yeah, like minimum.
Right.
If they're outside the top 4, it's a failure.
Oh, my God. If they're outside of top 2 to me, it's
right. Okay. Well, so,
Let's not split hairs.
Hey, guys, let's not split hairs.
I love Bobby.
Let's not split hairs, guys.
Don't necessarily want him back.
Come on.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Jamie. I don't know if I want him back.
You need somebody quicker.
I think you can upgrade there.
Yeah, you do need somebody quicker.
Okay, fine.
Your name is John. Say John. Pass me the John.
Okay.
Just because you couldn't spell Schuylkill for you.
No, couldn't pronounce Schuylkill.
Yeah.
I had the word right in front of him. You're saying pass me the John. Now I do want him back. But I'm just, again, I'm not championing that cause. I'm saying if I'm making a prediction as to what the Sixers are going to do,
Boban.
I think they bring Bobby back. And I think if Toby's back, Boban's back. It's a package deal, folks.
Hey, if Boban means keeping Toby, I'm in.
So? What are you telling me?
Look how much
you love Boban.
They are best friends. Best Friend Day, they said it.
I'm not buying a Bobby jersey. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they want that player off the bench to give him efficient minutes during the regular season when they're managing the load of Joel Embiid. That's it. Because if you want to talk about the regular season, Jamie, and what it means, you know what it means? It means managing Joel Embiid.
Yeah, it does. And that's why I need somebody that can step in and start 20 games a year without skipping a beat.
So you go get Al Horford, let's party.
Yeah, I don't think I still think that's a rare chance of happening.
But
a Dwayne Dedman type, I'm okay with. The guy I'd love, and I don't know if it'll happen on a backup center role, is DeAndre Jordan. And I think he's still going to fetch a decent amount of money, so he's probably not an option. But that's
he made $23 million last year.
Yeah,
and he's going to get significantly less this year.
Yeah,
I just don't know if I'm dipping that much.
I don't want to give anything more than like 14 or 15 for him.
I don't even
want to get that high. Like, if you could get him at like 8 or 9, like that would be ideal.
All right, let's get to Shannon in Georgia. What's up, Shannon?
Hey guys, good morning.
Morning, bud.
I'll just kind of keep my disappointment, kind of brief here. A couple things. You really can't defend this. You got 4 second round draft picks. The contracts aren't guaranteed. What does it hurt you to take some guys? I think they went into this draft thinking, man, these second rounders, we're going to try to get rid of them no matter who's there, because you know, we've got money to be concerned with. I don't see this team ever paying luxury tax. And that scares me when you're talking about giving guys four max contracts, you know, over the next 12 months. How in the world are you going to build out a roster? I think you're being a little overconfident to think, well, yeah, I'm just going to sign these guys. But, you know, I don't know. We got an owner that's on this team, has done things in the last 7 years that, you know, in my opinion, it kind of shows that the guy does not want to spend a lot of money and will try to take every opportunity to save a dollar or two. So for me to have any trust or any confidence in this organization to think that they're going to spend the money it's going to take now, because, you know, the greatest asset you can have in the NBA are guys that can play a little basketball that you're not paying much money for. And we had a good opportunity last night to possibly get some guys with little risk. But we take a guy from the University of Washington that, you know, show me one guy that's going to play pro ball that this dude has locked up over the last 2 years. I'd love to see that.
Right.
You know, when we took a similar guy last year. There's no excuse for this. You got holes by Danny Ainge again. It's disappointing to me. I like to be an optimistic fan, but I'm from Philly, and I try to keep things real.
That's not real.
Thanks for the call.
I think it's just a University of Washington thing.
It's a perfect story, is what it is. It's University of Washington, and it's training with Danny Ainge.
And thoracic syndrome. Whatever. Pterodactyl syndrome.
Are we really going to have to hear about Danny Ainge all day for the next 3 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hold on a second. They made a trade with Boston. Don't act like you didn't go, oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, as soon as they didn't get 34, or they didn't give up 34, and they gave up 33, I went, oh, Danny Ainge is going to draft Carson Edwards. Yes. That's a lot.
We knew that was happening as it happened.
Yeah,
right?
I think Danny Ainge knew that was going to happen. All right, we'll see. Carson Edwards is far from like a sure thing. Would I have liked him? Yeah, but like, let's not act like he's a lock to make the Celtics amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
All right. Now, somebody captured Kawhi Leonard doing something interesting yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that. Now,
break
it's not
dancing?
It's just
he was at the Blue Jays game getting a champion's welcome there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's spending an awful lot of time in Toronto, isn't he?
Yeah. He is.
Was he cartwheeling?
No cartwheels.
Okay.
Apple eating?
I don't think he had a pack of apples with
was
him.
Was he hanging a Brett Brown poster on his wall? No,
he's not.
Did he have a Trust the Process t-shirt on?
Yes, he actually did.
Okay.
He actually said he was wearing a t-shirt that said, I'm going to Philly. And I'm like, oh, no way. Oh, that settles that.
That's cool.
But no, he was doing something. Well, leave some mystery to it, Kawhi. Kawhi, not us. I'm saying it again. He was somewhere yesterday, not at the Toronto. Well, he was at the Blue Jays game. But before that, somebody caught him in the moment of doing something. And
whispering into Bryce Harper's ear.
All these guesses are wrong, although I champion them. We'll get to that in a second here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I've never been in more agreement with what I already know is going to be your takeaway of the day today, Trey.
What's that?
Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's been an abysmal week, as we've talked about all week. The Eagles were awful. The Phillies have been terrible. The Eagles were awful in terms of the charging for training camp. And also only making it one training camp session. Yeah. The Phillies being awful at baseball, falling out of playoff contention. And look, yeah, it's almost July. Just keep that in mind. But the other part of it is that I think most people look at the draft last night. They see taking somebody from Washington. They see making a trade with Boston. And they don't see basically Carson Edwards or Cam Johnson come, which I think were the two most prominent names that people wanted in this draft. Now, I do agree that it is all part of a bigger picture. And as we talked about, the bigger story is what's going to happen in free agency. Anything in the draft is just something that's nice to have. So Elton Brand made a lot of moves. I think overall people are disappointed with the draft, but I think they are smart enough to realize it's more so about Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris than it is taking anybody in this draft if you weren't going to be able to move, obviously, back to the top 10 or something like that.
Who's smart enough?
Fans. I think they. I think
just not the first like 10 callers we've taken because they're all up in arms.
Correct.
Oh,
they woke up and they don't have to be at work probably till 9. So they just woke up just to be pissed off and call us. I guess I don't know. I don't think it's a strong. I think it sums up how people feel about the draft in a isolated in a nutshell. Right.
It's reactive.
It's reactive to just the draft. Isolated incident. Just the draft. Overall, I think people know that the bigger story of the offseason is what happens in free agency. Signing Jimmy Butler, bringing back Tobias Harris, adding other pieces to the bench. Possibly this name that Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj Bob himself, just threw out there willy-nilly. Here's Woj during the draft last night talking about a particular name, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, when he went to Toronto after the trade from San Antonio, really looked at it as just a one-year way station. But the Clippers and Raptors are certainly at the front of the line for him. I'm told that Leonard may very well take visits in free agency, meetings at least, with the Knicks, the 76ers, possibly even the Nets, in addition to the Clippers.
What? What was that name, Jamie? You put that back for me? Just a little short version of that? What was that?
Meetings, at least, with the Knicks, the 76ers, possibly.
What?
Meetings, at least, with the Knicks, the 76ers, possibly.
Possibly.
What?
Meetings, at least, with the Knicks, the 76ers, possibly.
Look, he could not have couched that more. But to just be mentioned.
I don't care.
Exactly. He's still saying our name. Kawhi, not us, folks. Huh? Kawhi Leonard, little of that in Philly. And here's what he was doing yesterday. Jamie, you talk about possibly going to a Toronto Blue Jays game. That doesn't matter. You know what he was doing before that, Bobby?
What was that,
Mark? You know what he was doing before that? Somebody actually caught him. And Barstool re-released this. They caught Kawhi Leonard at Home Depot.
What that was he buying?
Right.
What was he buying, Mark?
Duct tape and containers.
Probably duct tape as well. But yes, he was buying moving boxes. Just one more time.
So wait.
Yeah.
That's not real, is it?
So he went to Home Depot to get some boxes.
Yeah.
Does he have people that can do that?
No, apparently not.
Yeah.
See, if there was anybody that wouldn't have people to do that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be Kawhi?
Yeah. All right.
Board man moves himself.
I got to get this tape, you know, and you got to get the little roller with the little blade on the end.
Hand out. Oh, no, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the tape.
Because you have to know where it cuts off because you mess around and you don't have
you
that.
You lose it. It's impossible.
You lose it and it's impossible to find it.
That's right. You're talking to a former Sunday Night Football. I was a runner. I was a production runner. Nobody knows how to use packing tape like Jamie and I.
Okay.
All right, we know how to use this. We're insane. Uh-huh. Tape gun? Don't waste my time.
Okay.
Come on now.
All right. You know, I always had to make sure.
All the years of our bitch work, Trey. We know how to work a tape gun.
We had to do this thing. It was called the suck box.
Sounds like fun.
It was like where all the pens, like your initiation basically was to A, steal a mic flag. That was the first thing you had to do. And then the other thing was you had to organize the suck box, which basically was all the pens. It was all the office supplies and all that stuff. And it was this one big box that would travel around from game to game. Mm-hmm. And when you were just starting out, you had to organize that and then tape it up. Man, our boy Rich Asensio was pretty mad with that tape. He was a big boss man. Anyway, side story, no one knows him. Anyway, so last night, Kawhi Leonard was seen at Home Depot with moving boxes. I remind you again, imagine this. The guy just gives you a parade, a championship. Let's just say it was here in Philadelphia. And at the parade, he's like, hey, everybody, enjoy this moment.
Because I'm leaving.
And have fun today. And then, like 48 hours later, the guy's at Home Depot buying moving boxes.
Yeah. Just getting some plywood. Yeah. Just normal Home Depot stuff.
I would like to see him at with a hand dolly or a hand truck. Yeah. Just moving boxes himself.
Yeah, just hanging out, you know. Just get a couple of his homies over there.
Mm.
They can pull the Phantom up.
He already wrote on the boxes to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Woj Bum.
Yeah. Get a couple Sharpies. Maybe a mop. I don't know.
Thank God we're only going to have, hopefully, at most 3 weeks of this?
Some bubble wrap.
Some bubble wrap. Yeah,
you gotta get some of that, right?
A little bubble wrap.
Yeah. Dude, it starts in 9 days. This is going to be an active next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I don't think this is going to be an immediate thing.
Most of the time in the NBA, it is. It doesn't really get much past July, like, 5th.
Yeah.
Like, it's hot and heavy and quick.
I'm just so scorned from the Harper watch.
Much like my sex life.
What the hell?
You want to say what now?
What
is that?
You got some things?
Hot and heavy and quick.
Oh. Yeah,
oh there
okay.
You go.
Hey.
I hope it's hot.
A little self-deprecating humor, guys. Yeah.
One out of three, I'm sure. Is correct.
I hope you're right in one aspect of what you just said.
I
hope you're right.
I think it will be quick. I think people already know.
Well,
that's why the NBA is great. It's a male soap opera. They've been doing this. They've been having these conversations now for 3 weeks. People are going to be aimed and ready to go, ready to fire. It's going to happen quick.
The courting's been done.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think it has been.
These guys vacation enough together. These guys hang out enough together where I think they do know where they're going to end up. And I know the tampering, whatever. All that goes out the window. These guys are having those conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? Was it Anthony Davis that was already not Anthony Davis. It was Kevin Durant was already traded, and then he decided to go back to the Thunder for one more year.
Yeah.
And then he ended up leaving.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff happens all the time. Blake Griffin, I think, was another one that was supposed to be leaving, and he came back. This stuff happens all the time. I'm hoping it is quick because I don't want it to be dragged out. I don't want to have to go through that.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.